on Friday, I'll be there at 5, and then on Valentine's Day, I believe, is Saturday, at 12. And we'll have a nice fireside chat on the stage where I'll tell you a little bit more about my life and whatever the moderator wants to ask me, and kind of my how I was able to start my business and some tips for small businesses and entrepreneurship and some fun behind the scenes stuff of the show. And then we always do a question and answer with the audience, and they can ask me whatever they want. I'm an open book. And then I stick around and take pictures with anyone that would like to. So it's a really kind of just fun, just easy, cozy afternoon, really.
And for those who might not have heard of it before, tell me a little about your sewing lifestyle brand, Sewing Down South.
So I started Sewing Down South in 2019, and I grew up with home ec class still in schools, which was awesome. So I learned to cook and garden and sew, and I just found it incredibly therapeutic. And so as I started to make throw pillows, our business grew into other areas of the home, and we've got a really, positive message of doing whatever you want with this one time around the, some that we get, or whoever knows how many times. But, we 8 small family businesses go into each one of our pillows that are made, and we sew everything in the Carolinas. So, it's American made, and we're just trying to get, bring crafting back a little bit, which I feel like it's already on its way. So we do a lot of good with the money we make from the company, and I enjoy going around and sharing it with the country.
You were in the founding cast of Southern Charm, debuted on Bravo in 2014, and it's still on. It's in its 11th season now. You're still there. Most reality shows don't last that long. What do you think has set this one aside?
No, it's pretty crazy. I started filming when I was 24. I'm about to turn 38 next week. So I'll actually be with y'all for my birthday. But, I think it's Charleston. I think the city of Charleston is its own character and one of our biggest cast members. People who have visited Charleston love to watch it on their television screens, or who have lived there, or who, want to visit one day. So I think Charleston itself and all the history, and it's just a beautiful city. And then, it draws a very unique person to live there. It's a melting pot of a city now, and I think there's a push and pull from people that have lived there for generations and people that are moving in. And I think it's the authenticity of a lot of its cast members. I was actually just talking to my co-star Shep, who's the only other person that's been on the show since the beginning, and he's up here in New York City at the same time as me. And if we weren't our complete selves on the show, it wouldn't last. And I think that's few and far between now. And if you can find people who are authentically themselves and unapologetically authentically themselves, it really works. So, but I think Charleston is the main hook. People watch to see the city.
And Craig, lastly, you wear a lot of hats, actor, TV personality, podcaster, businessman, restaurateur, author, and lawyer. There are probably more. You mentioned your birthday is next week. You've already accomplished a great deal in what's almost 38 years. What are some of your goals for the next 38?
They're mostly philanthropically driven. I've found that that's where I'm happiest. And I've traveled a lot all over the world and seen a lot of different levels of living. And I was talking to an actor friend last night, actually, and he said maybe one day we'll feed a million people together. So it's really just trying to figure out a way to, most efficiently turn my personal success into that where I can help as many people as possible, because that's what's fun for me. I've been very fortunate and enjoyed a fun career, and now it's really about seeing the world and really that's kind of where, what drives me. I'd love to be I just was in my first On the I was just in my first movie, Tuesday's Flu, so I got to go to the Austin Film Fest to see that. So I think, getting more into scripted stuff would be great. But ultimately, it's just to build these businesses to help people. And we'll see where I am 38 years from now, hopefully with a family and a lot of goodwill across the world.